You're 21 today.
Oh.
And I'm 55. No problem? Can we go out and enjoy ourselves?
Okay.
Yes? Nice and old, eh? A little bit. Thank you. Ronnie. Where's your spoon? Come on then. Very nice. Mm-hmm. We met in the afternoon in the office.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love with you straight away.
Uh-huh.
And we talked for a while.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And when you decided you want to be with me, maybe 2 or 3 hours later.
Yes.
And then we went to talk to your mother to ask her permission.
Yes.
Because fortunately, ma'am's mother brought her into the office.
Really?
Yes.
Because she wanted you to have a Western husband.
Yes. Yes.
Les gens viennent ici. Ils pensent qu'ils vont profiter de la vie. Ils croient avoir un petit pécule. Quand ils arrivent, ils s'imaginent que ça va durer toujours, mais non, l'argent file.
Yes.
Ceux que j'ai connus, c'est le schéma classique, ils se retrouvent sans argent. Ils épargnent là d'où ils viennent, ils arrivent ici, et quand l'argent s'est envolé, c'est comme les t-shirts qu'on voit à Bangkok. No money, no honey. Pas d'argent, pas d'amour. No money, no honey. Pas d'argent, pas d'amour.
How was that? What was that conversation?
Yes.
I think that's a bit private.
I think so.
We were very naughty around about 2.5 hours. We were in my office by ourselves.
Yes.
And we actually turned the lights out so nobody could see into the office.
Yes.
So we got quite close, quite quickly, and quite romantic.
And all the while, Mam's mother was outside the door.
Absolutely.
Well, you were getting quite hot and heavy.
No, I wasn't getting hot and heavy. We were getting quite close and warm, but not hot and heavy. We were getting to know each other better. And we just decided and asked mother's permission, and that was it.
Mais le problème qu'il y a en Thaïlande, c'est qu'il y a plus de filles que de mecs. Et c'est pour ça que la majorité des mecs thaïs, eh ben c'est des gros connards, c'est des gros salauds qui se permettent d'aller voir ailleurs, d'avoir 2 ou 3 maîtresses parce que eh ben du coup, ils savent très bien que leur copine principale ben, n'osera pas rompre parce qu'elle n'a pas le choix.
So after 3 hours, it was wedding bells.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Such a lovely smile, sweetheart. Don't ever lose your lovely smile.
Quite young.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean that as a criticism.
But quite mature.
Yes.
Yes.
For her age.
You got to remember, I just got here, Ronnie, so this is all new to me.
Mm.
And I'm going like, that's really nice. And then at the same time, I'm thinking like, does she know what she's getting into?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, she's thought about it. She's decided she wants to be with me.
Yeah. And you've wrecked your conscience and you've had doubts, haven't you?
No doubts at all.
Really?
None whatsoever.
And this is wife number.
Vous vous rendez compte que quand vous allez dans la rue également, vous allez trouver un super canon, une nana vraiment super canon et tout ce que vous voulez avec un mec thaï ou un mec, peu importe, un étranger, ça peut être un vieux ou pas, on s'en fout, qui est moche, qui est gros, qui a plein de boutons partout. Mais la réalité, c'est que ces nanas-là, elles s'en foutent. Pourquoi ? Parce qu'elles ne sont pas seules. Il y a quelque chose qui est ancré en elles. Elles veulent le mariage. Elles ne veulent pas être seules. Elles veulent avoir quelqu'un à qui s'occuper. Parce que ça, c'est encore un autre truc qui est vraiment présent dans la culture thaïlandaise. Et il faut qu'elles aient quelqu'un à qui prendre soin.
You
can see what from the outside I'm thinking like, okay, prognosis, not necessarily good.
Time will tell.
You seem very happy together.
I know, I've been like that ever since we met.
All 6 days of it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Une fille thaï qui prend soin de son mec, c'est autre chose qu'une fille européenne qui prend soin de son mec. C'est autre chose qu'une fille européenne qui prend soin de son mec.
Justin Raines and his fiancée Eve live here in the northeast of Thailand. Together, the Australian Thai couple run a small clothing business and are expecting their first child together.
It doesn't matter whether you're fat, you're ugly, you've got spew hanging out of your mouth or whatever else, there's some lady here who will want to take care of you.
There are an estimated 60 to 70,000 cross-cultural couples living in this region. Few tourists pass through the rural area, which is the poorest part of Thailand. Justin's fiancée, at 21, half his age, says it's not always smooth going with her husband and his mates.
He's not single anymore, and when they go out at night, they stay out until the morning. It's not acceptable, so we fight regularly.
Researchers say both partners may pay a price in marriages that often stem more from convenience than love.
Il n'y a pas grand-chose à voir, mais c'est chez moi. C'est ma maison.
Je travaillais dans un bar depuis un mois et demi quand j'ai rencontré Larry. Il est très gentil et prend soin de moi.
L'important pour ma femme, c'est qu'elle et moi soyons mariés. Je pense qu'elle m'aime, bien qu'elle dise que non. Elle me dit carrément « je ne t'aime plus ». Non, elle me dit « je ne t'aime pas », tout court. Je lui dis « oui, je sais ». La recherche de la sécurité ou d'une vie meilleure semble être le but essentiel. Je pense que pour une Thaïlandaise, l'un des avantages d'épouser un Farang, c'est l'éducation de ses enfants. Elle y tient parce qu'elle-même a été très peu scolarisée. Et ses enfants, maintenant, ont plus qu'elle n'a jamais eu. Comme sa fille aînée qui vit avec nous, j'aimerais qu'elle aille à l'université afin qu'elle puisse gagner de l'argent et faire de meilleurs choix de vie.
Moi, j'ai tout essayé et rien n'a marché. C'est pour ça qu'en dernier recours, j'ai choisi cet homme. Finalement, j'ai de la chance. J'ai de la chance de l'avoir rencontré.
The girl is 30 years younger than you, and maybe you buy her a house for not very much money, but it's all going to be in her name, in a village where she knows everybody, where there are plenty of attractive young men her own age. I mean, how smart you have to be to realize that this could be a bit of a trap.
Son visage, au début, il ne riait pas. Il me regardait, il me faisait peur. Quand il s'est mis à rire et à sourire, je me suis dit, ce type n'est pas si mauvais. Et on a commencé à être ensemble.
Il devait rentrer en Angleterre.
Quand il est revenu, on est allé à Krasang. Et on l'a dit à maman et à tout le monde. Ils sont tous venus à la maison pour voir le Farang, l'étranger. Parce qu'ils ne pouvaient pas croire que j'en avais décoté un.
Des Farangs ? Il en arrive toutes les semaines. Des Danois, des Norvégiens, des Allemands, des Anglais, des Écossais. Toutes les semaines, il y en a des nouveaux. Parfois, ils restent, parfois non. Il y en a presque une centaine dans un rayon de 5 km.
Ronnie, from Brisbane in Australia, met his wife Loggy on holiday to Thailand. He says he thought carefully before moving to her northeast hometown. The husband and wife team have set up a fish farm in their quest for a simple country life.
I think I've been pretty lucky to meet Loggy and to have the trust and the way things have worked.
Ronnie volunteers with the tourist police, offering guidance to visitors on Thai culture. He also hopes the farm will generate wealth for the very poor local community.
I know, I think I found a good man, you know, and he take care of me.
The couple hope they've created a rural haven in this lesser-known corner of Thailand.
Il y a beaucoup de farang qui sont exploités pour leur argent. Mais certains sont très bêtes. Ils arrivent dans ce pays. Au bout d'un mois, ils rencontrent une fille et déménagent dans le nord avec elle, à Krasangway. Dans les deux mois qui suivent, ils sont mariés et ils font construire une grande maison. Mais on ne peut pas posséder des terres ici. Alors la maison est forcément au nom de la fille. Et très souvent, c'est... Bye bye. La maison est construite, le type est hors jeu et il n'a aucun recours. C'est comme ça que se terminent bon nombre de relations ici.
I feel like I'm getting totally raped in America if I start spending a lot of money on a girl, especially a lot of these young girls. It's almost like a competition to them. How much attention can I get from a guy? How much money can I get out of a guy? You know, I mean, there's all types of girls, I know, but when you take like the young, hot girls, that's what it's kind of like in America. And it can be really expensive. But in Asia, it costs so little money.
If you're a guy that's in your 50s or 60s and you want a chick that's in her early 20s and a dime piece, then you're probably gonna pay for that.
To me, I look at the dollars and cents. I actually look, how much does this woman cost me and how much does this woman provide for me? And in Asia, I've always gotten more for my money, or more for my energy. In America also, you have to put a lot of energy into women. Time, energy, thought. And in Southeast Asia, the women put in the time, energy, and thought. They're the ones taking care of the man.
The thing is, if a chick out here is not really interested in you and you just want her because she look good, then yes, she might mess with you for a little bit, but she's gonna be probably using you for money. When you come out here, you have to realize you are gonna be expected to be the man. So if you planning on coming over here thinking that the girl is about to split dinner with you, y'all about to go 50-50 on the rent and all that, you can cancel that. These cultures and this culture in Thailand, if you're gonna be the man in a relationship, you're gonna be paying for stuff almost all the time, if not all the time, because your girlfriend is not gonna have much money. You're gonna be the one with the money. So when you eat, you're gonna be paying. Anything you do with that girl, you're gonna be paying. So that's gonna be really your call.
It appears that the Thai ladies are more into money than Western women, but I believe partly that's because there's no welfare state over here, and so they are genuinely more desperate to be supported, but that's a very pragmatic need. Whereas the Western women, they can have as many kids as they want, and the government in our country, my country, in England, will just pay out and give them a house.
I'm here in Thailand with Darren.
Hi.
And like Jackson said, better start this year off with a bang.
Hey guy, you want boom boom?
No! What are you doing? What the fuck? Fuck off, come on! What the fuck?
Take this thing with you!
On my first tour of Asia for the sex tour, I should have known, but my tour guide introduced my group of friends to a group of hot girls. And it was on right away. The chemistry was there. We started having fun. It was a full-blown party weekend. Never for a second did I think that these were working girls. You could not have said anything to convince me. I never would have believed you. This was natural, organic love, the best relationship weekend of me and my two friends' lives. And at the very end, the girl puts her hand out like this. And I'm like, what does that mean? And I'm saying goodbye. You know, I'm leaving town. She's putting her hand out. I hope that doesn't mean money. It meant money.
Hey, when I first came over here, I did get involved in the bar scene. And, well, clearly that's a business arrangement.
The bar girls are experts, and they're extremely well-skilled in being flirtatious, building relationships, and manipulation, guys. You need to understand this, okay? Their sole purpose is to get you to believe that they're interested in you. For you to feel as though that there's a connection so that you sit there and you spend more money, you buy them more drinks. The more time you talk to them, the more money you're going to spend.
It didn't cost very much. I think the whole week, it was 3 days, $30 a day, so $90 for the whole weekend with really hot girls. And looking back, that was also an extremely good price.
Le monde, il est dominé par l'argent, la cupidité, l'avidité. C'est le premier, souvent le premier moteur, et le sexe. Hein, il faut pas déconner. Et dans notre société occidentale, le sexe est assimilé au péché. Alors tu vois, et l'argent aussi, mais on biaise avec tout ça et tout. Alors qu'ici, j'ai découvert quand même un truc. Alors on va dire, ouais, il fait le malin. Ok, le sexe ici, les tailles dans le bouddhisme, c'est une activité comme une autre. Souvent, tu peux avoir une relation sexuelle avec une fille, c'est comme si tu l'invitais au restaurant ou que tu allais au cinéma avec elle, c'est-à-dire que tu passais 2 heures avec elle, sympathique comme ça et tout, sans engagement définitif ou ad vitam et aeternam et tout, mais en restant copain, ami et tout. Hein. C'est pour ça que je me suis très peu immiscé dans la vie des Thaïlandaises que j'ai connues. Hein. Je leur demande pas ce qu'elles font à côté, elles me demandent pas.
Southeast Asian countries, sometimes it feels like a girl is a working girl, right? Because it's all the same principles as far as you're paying for their time, everything. But they may not be a professional working girl. They just might be a normal girl, and you don't want to assume that she's a working girl. So you have this difficulty in the very beginning. You have to figure out how to establish the expectations, but also not insult them. So you just have to learn how to choose your language.
Not only that, they do have the goal of hopefully getting you to pay the bar fine. The bar fine is typically about 500 baht, which is $15 that you're going to pay to the bar to take the girl home at the end of the night.
I predict in the next 5 to 10 years, there will be an exodus, a sexual male exodus. There will be a time when most men in Western countries will begin to awaken to the fact that they could just leave.
Quelles sont les personnes en Europe, notamment en France, dans les gens que je connais, moi, alors après 60 ans, 9 fois sur 10, la vie sexuelle, elle n'existe plus. Alors, comment elle n'existe plus? Si, qu'est-ce qu'ils doivent faire? Ils se masturbent, les mecs, faut pas me raconter de conneries. Quand le sexe est fait d'une façon normale, entre guillemets, sans tabou, sans sens du péché, tout ça et tout, ça te relaxe, je regrette, ça te met bien dans ta tête. Hein. Mmh. Et c'est ce que, en Europe, notamment en France et notamment moi dans ma ville, les gens n'ont pas, je le vois.
As of right now, the sexual marketplace globally is completely imbalanced. As someone who travels internationally, I have a little bit of a deeper bird's eye view of the dating world. I have a lot of theories, as you guys know. Bottles theorem, all kinds of different ideas and theories that I have. One of them is the sexual male exodus prediction. You might even call it a conspiracy theory. Based on my experience, the sexual marketplace is completely imbalanced. There is pressure building upon a dam that will break. When this happens, watch. The sexual marketplace will balance. Suddenly, it's gonna get a lot fucking harder in all these countries where it's not that hard. And suddenly, in America, the girls are gonna actually have to compete because all the coolest guys left, all the smart guys left. They all just fucking left. The dam will break. Guys will simply leave. And the supply and demand imbalance will start to correct this huge pent-up imbalance. But yeah, guys, so the question is, are you gonna be a part of the male sexual exodus? There's a gold rush that's been going on, but only a few have gotten gold. Are you gonna wait until the gold rush, or are you gonna beat them to the punch? Get your passport, boys. There's a big world out there. There's no reason you have to stay in one part of the earth. The soil beneath your feet is no different than the soil beneath mine. The difference is the soil that I'm on might make you happier, might be better for you.
But I've got a lot of friends here that have families that are, you know, married to Thai women, have children, and live a really, really happy life. And their wives don't have to work, you know. The men can just take care of their wives because it's like I said, it's like the 1950s. If you live in Thailand and one person, like a Westerner, earns a salary, even Thai families are like this, right? If the man can earn a wage and a salary, then he can take care and he can raise a family, which in the West is very, very difficult to do now. The society's been infected by feminists, it's been infected by this propaganda and this brainwashing.
Tu marches dans la rue et elle te prend le bras. Pas la main, elle te prend le bras. Des vestes qu'on voyait dans les années 50-60 au Québec.
After I went to Asia, I decided that my procreation strategy was to have children in Southeast Asia, not America, for many reasons. I don't want my children raised in America. I don't believe in the culture, the education. I don't believe in the respect. I don't believe in the relationship between men and women in America. I just think it's a toxic environment to raise children. It's an expensive place to raise children. And there's a lot of mind control in America that the only way to get away from it, because it's pushing at you from all angles, is to just get out of the country. So I didn't want to raise children or have children in America. So I decided when I was 30, when I went on this Asia trip, that I definitely wanted to have children in Asia. I believe in the culture, the cost is so much less. The child, I think, will be a much happier person.
And, you know, women in the West are wondering, like, they can't get their head around it. They think, oh, that people who come into Thailand must just be like sexpats. That must be the reason they go there. Because, of course, men are all evil. Right? And it's just not the case. Men are smart, they've figured it out. They've gone, well, you know what? Like, if you're gonna treat us like shit, then we're gonna go over there and have a nicer life. And that's what people are doing.
Run! Run! spectacular is this?
Thank you.
Sorry. Sorry.
Alan, what the fuck?
It's okay. It's okay. The gun, very sensitive. Very sensitive. Everybody okay? Okay. And get the fuck back to work. Come on, use it, please.